the discovery of a bone in Indonesia could unlock a mystery of the smallest ancient human species on record, who stood at just over 1 metre tall. The findings of what's been called Indonesia's Hobbit people have been published in the journal Nature Communications. One of the authors of the report, Professor Adam Brum from Griffith University's Australian Research Centre for Human Evolution, joins us now on the line. Before we get to the discovery, what did we know about the world's smallest ancient human species?
Thanks, Paul. What we knew that they were a pretty big mystery. We have a fairly complete skeleton, at least from one of these individuals, which dates to about 60,000 years ago from a cave called Liang Bua in the western part of Flores. In the same cave, in deeper layers, there's a few other bits and bobs. There's another jaw. We know from the partial skeleton, which is the most informative, that they were very small, about a metre tall, tiny little brains, and they had a whole host of very strange anatomical features that have never been seen before in a single early human fossil before. Very curious creature.
So tell us, what has been found and what secrets does it yield?
Well, we started digging. We wanted to know where this creature came from. We wanted to know what its ancestors were like. We had found stone tools elsewhere on the island of Flores that dated to about 1 million years ago, but no human fossils to go with them. So we wanted to dig at the earlier sites on Flores in the hope of finding hominid fossils, which we hoped would be the ancestor of this very strange creature from more recent times. So we've been excavated for at least 10 years at a site called Mathemenge. Well, me 10 years, but my colleague, the Dutch paleontologist, Kurt Vandenberg, had been there since the early 90s. But we dug for many years in very hard concrete-like sediments, found thousands of bones from animals that are not humans. But then finally, in 2013, I think it was, we found this very first bone that we're now reporting on here, although we didn't recognize it at the time as human. And it's taken years of analysis, careful analysis, and also delays from the pandemic, but finally we're able to publish this fossil, which we think is the ancestor. Well, it's from the population that is directly ancestral to the Homo floresiensis. It's from a tiny, tiny creature. This is a small, it's the upper arm bone, a fragment of the upper arm bone, the humerus. It's the smallest known humerus in the entire hominid fossil record worldwide. So these were just like the hobbits, but even smaller. Sorry, the hobbit is the nickname for Homo floresiensis. You know, the Lord of the Rings trilogy was out at the time 20 years ago. And they were tiny, tiny little creatures, and they've been there for a very long time. This bone dates to at least 700,000 years ago.
And just one final question. What was it about this island, Flores, that even made elephants which reached the place get smaller over time too?
Yeah, it's known as the island rule, island dwarfism or insular dwarfism. It's recorded numerous times in the fossil record in the past, like in tiny, small, isolated islands when large-bodied mammals somehow get marooned on them, essentially, when they become isolated on those islands. They tend to evolve smaller body sizes over time, probably in response to the lack of food resources. Obviously, being a small-sized mammal, you require less food than a large-sized mammal. There are probably other factors at play as well. But this is the first time it's ever been documented or recorded in happening to us, essentially, to humans, or at least to the human family. So it's a very rare and unusual and really exciting quirk of human evolution that we see on this island of Flores.
A fascinating story. Professor Adam Brum from Griffith University's Australian Research Centre for Human Evolution, thanks for joining us.